Good morning, everyone. Good to see all your smiling faces. Look, we seem to be growing. We've got quite a few here today. Yes. It's been a bit light on, but we've had a prophecy about growth, and I can see it happening. Well, it's Christmas. Amen. Who likes Christmas? Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, there's a scripture that says it's better to give than receive. Sometimes I have trouble with that revelation because I like getting presents, but it is true. It is better to give than receive. Hallelujah. And God is a giving God. God has given us everything. And it's a time to be grateful. It's a time to be thankful. It's a time to worship. It's a time of joy. It's a time of singing, a time of dancing. It's a celebration time. And it's how you think. Like, you know, what David was just saying about the guy lying by the pool. There's always a reason why you can not be happy. There's always a reason why you cannot be excited. There's always a reason why, you know, oh, this person didn't do that. And we're in the age of entitlement. Everyone, you know, like, I'm entitled to this or I'm entitled to that. I deserve this. And you hear people say, oh, you deserve it. You deserve it. You know, if we got what we deserved, we'd be dead. The wages of sin is death. It's only by grace. It's only the grace of God. The grace of God, there go I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, God gave his best. He gave his best. He didn't just, it's Christmas time, let's go and have a look in the cupboard, what's left over from last year. We'll do some re-gifting. He gave his best. His only son. There's no holding back. How generous is our God? How generous. You know, the plate just went around for David. You know, we put a bit in. But, you know, I didn't see, you know, $500,000 going in there. But, you know, God gave everything. He gave everything. And because of that, we are blessed. We are blessed because of him. Because we can partake of his giving because his giving was for us. His giving was for us. He adopted us into his household. He is our Father. And, you know, at Father Christmas, how good can you get? You've got God. You've got the King of Kings. You're his child. He's giving you gifts. Hallelujah. I watch my grandkids when they get their gifts. It's wrapped up. There's a card on top. The card doesn't get opened. It just rip the thing open. And the bigger the better. And if Jared doesn't get the biggest and the best, he's upset. Because he wants the biggest and the best. But, I mean, they're so excited when they open up their presents. And you can see their eyes, big as saucers. And getting so excited. And when God gives you something, how do you open it up? How do you receive it? Are you just eager? Do you rip it open? Are your eyes alight? He gives us gifts all the time. Or do you put it in the cupboard and think, oh, you know, I'll give that away next year? You know, if you give someone a present and they don't receive it with joy, how do you feel? How do you feel if you go out of your way, you give someone a present, here, Steve, I've been down the shop and bought this for you, and, oh, you know, yeah, he puts it in his pocket and doesn't even care. You think, well, you know, I won't do that again. But if you give someone a present and they're so excited and they're bubbly and they're jumping, wow, I love that, it makes your heart feel good. And we were made in the image and the likeness of God. So how you feel in your heart is how God feels in his heart. God has emotions. We have emotions. Where do you think you got them from? You didn't just get them from your mother or your father. You inherited them from God. We were made like him. We are his children. So be joyful. Be happy. Worship. Give him honor. Be excited. Be excited about what he's doing. Be excited about what he's given you. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. What a gift. What a gift. It's a gift of God. Today I'm speaking on giving and gifts. And God shows us how to be generous because he gives the best. He gives the best gifts. And further on in John 3:34, he gave his spirit without measure. Without measure. He didn't say, okay, well, you know, here's a 1,000 liters for you, or here's 100 liters for you, or here's 5 mils for you. It's without measure. It's hard for your mind to comprehend that. It's hard for my mind to comprehend that. But you know what the second part of that scripture says? With the same measure that you give, it will be measured back to you. So God has given without measure, but you can restrict the flow. Even though there's no restriction from God, you can place restriction by giving a little bit. If you give in abundance, God gives in abundance. So if you're saying, oh, you know, I'm doing it tough, things are hard, la, 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 blah, 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 are you restricting God? Are you giving in a small measure? Are you holding back? The Spirit of God is given without measure. Don't restrict him. Don't hold him back. Don't tie his hands behind his back. Let him be free. Give him the freedom that he needs. In Genesis chapter 2, you should always go back to Genesis because that's where everything starts. God made man from the dust of the earth. He formed man, and there was a man, and he was lifeless. There was a body, but it had no life. God breathed breath into him. From God's own mouth, he breathed into that man, and that man came to life. So God has given us our very life. He has put his breath in our lungs. And then he saw man, it's not good for man to be alone, and he made woman for man. So God he's just giving. He's always giving. He is such a generous God. And then he gave man dominion. He said to man, you shall have dominion over the whole earth. And he gave, like we know in the story of Moses, when he was leading the people out and they were traveling through the desert, every morning there was fresh food on the ground. There was a fire to keep them warm. There was a cloud to keep them sheltered. He's a provider. He's a giver. He's not holding back. He's a giving God. And he loves you. Hallelujah. What are we giving to God? What are we giving? What's the most important thing you have? Your life. Your life is the most important thing you have. Are you giving your life to Christ? Are you giving your time to Christ? Everyone has 24 hours in a day. Some people seem to be too busy for God. Some people have time for God. But everyone has the same time. It's all about priority. What are you putting first? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What do you treasure? Is your treasure in the kingdom? Or is your treasure in the stock market? Is your treasure in the kingdom? Or is your treasure in your business? Is your treasure in the kingdom? Or is your treasure on your own wants and needs? The ways of the kingdom are opposite to the ways of the world. The ways of the world will teach you to look after number one. And who's number one? The flesh. Look after the flesh. God is number one. But by putting yourself number one, it's opposite to God's ways. What does the Lord's Prayer say? We all learn the Lord's Prayer as little kids. Well, not all of us, but when we were in school kids, but I'm sure they don't do it these days, but I'm 62. But when I was in primary school, every morning we would say the Lord's Prayer. But the whole system, I think, has changed a lot. But not my will be done, but your will be done. Your will be done. There's only one way. It has to be His will, or it just doesn't work. And by doing His will, it's actually better for us. You know, you say, look after number one, but that's destructive. By looking after God, if you've got a Heavenly Father and you submit your life to Him, don't you think He will care for you? Don't you think He'll look after you? And who's got the power in the hand? Have you got it in your hand, or has He got it in His hand? He's the one who can make things happen. He can open doors. He can close doors. He can make a way where there is no way. Trust. It's all about trust. And to let Him rule your life, you have to trust Him. If you don't trust someone, if I've got to trust my life with Linda, I think, oh, no, she's a bit dodgy. I won't do that. But with God, He is ever faithful. Amen. You know, I was listening to a preacher, and he was saying about he had to go into a barometric chamber or one of those chambers, and it was a very, very confined space, and there's a little acrylic screen they can see out the front. And he said, I was getting quite claustrophobic. And he said, a friend of mine told me, he said, it's not claustrophobia, it's trust. Do you trust the guy who put you in there to get you out? Because once he puts you in there and locks it, there's no way you're getting out unless he opens it. Trust. So if you hand your life over to God, do you trust Him to look after you? Or do you think, oh, you know, what if this, what if that, what if, what if, what if? Trust. Trust God with your life. When you're in that chamber and you can't do anything by yourself and you're relying on that guy out there to open it after you've been in there for 1 hour, that's a test of your faith. Because if he has his lunch break and thinks, oh, I'll knock off for the day, you're in trouble. Trust. Trust God. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. And giving is a sacrifice. We know that song, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And the tabernacle of Moses, which was, you know, God set up to show the kingdom. What was the first thing they had to do when they came in? They had to make a sacrifice. They couldn't get in without sacrifice. How do you get close to God if you don't make a sacrifice? How do you enter into the kingdom without sacrifice? Well, the answer is you don't. You don't. If you just you know, walk through life and never pay a price, never make any sacrifices, you're walking your own way. The kingdom of God is expensive. It's actually very expensive because it costs you your life. You have to lay down your life. And sacrifice is a price. Sacrifice is a cost. But with great cost is great reward. We know that Jesus he paid the ultimate price. And we receive the reward from what He paid. He's looking for us to make a sacrifice. Because sacrifice reveals your heart. Sacrifice reveals where you are. If you're willing to make a sacrifice, it's a test of your faith. It shows God that you're real. It shows God that you're willing to pay the price. Because without sacrifice, you don't enter the gate. You don't enter into God's kingdom. Hebrews 13:15, the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips. Are you giving the fruit of your lips to God? What is the fruit of your lips? Are your lips complaining? Are they praising? Are they cursing? Are they blessing? The two shouldn't be coming out of your mouth. We should be praising, we should be blessing. The fruit of your lips is the sacrifice of praise unto God. You know, we can praise as a body all together on a Sunday morning, but God wants us to be praising every day. The fruit of our lips to be blessing Him, that He can hear our heart, that He can see our worship, that He can see our praise. Do you love Him? Do you love Him? You know, if you got someone who loves you and once a week they say, I love you, it's not enough. You want to hear it all the time. You know, you see lovers together and they're always affectionate to each other. They're talking to each other. They're encouraging each other. What's your relationship with God? Do you love Him? Or is it like an uncle that you see at weddings and funerals? Oh, hello, Jack. Uncle Jack. How you been? I haven't seen you for 10 years. You know, will God say, oh, hello, I haven't seen you for 10 years. What's been happening? Where are you? Like Adam, he knew where he was. Yeah, Adam, where are you? Where are you? Adam, there he is. He knows where you are. He knows. Stay close. Stay close. Stay connected. All God wants is connection. His whole purpose is connection with His people. He wants to know you. He wants to be known by you. He wants you to know Him, to know the mind of Christ, to know the heart of Christ, to know the will, to know His will, and to do it. It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to walk it. One step at a time. One step at a time. And sometimes those steps might be hard to take. You know, you're not walking on flat ground. You might be climbing a cliff. It might be hard. But keep on going. Keep on going. And, you know, I've heard people say, oh, life is short. Just enjoy yourself. Eternity is long. I mean, if I'm going to walk from here to Sydney and the start of my journey is exiting the door, getting out onto Marshall Road, heading up onto the freeway, and then, you know, there's a long way to go. But if I take 1 millimetre in front of me and I put everything into that 1 millimetre, plan it, what am I going to do, spend my whole life planning that first 1 millimetre, when I've got 3,000 kilometres to Sydney, what's the point of that? Store up your treasure in heaven. This life is like a vapor. And, you know, even that 1 millimetre is an exaggeration, because when you're talking infinity, there's no fraction. You know, you can't have a million decimal points and say, well, that, you know, this is my life on earth. Infinity goes forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Like in a million years, what am I going to be doing? My life on earth might be 70 years, might be 80 years. For some people, it might only be 10 or 20. I mean, some people die very young. You know your birthday, you don't know your death day. But you can plan for your future. You can plan, you can build. I go to prepare a place for you. What's in God's hands for the preparation? Have you given Him enough to build your house? Or are you going to be living in a tent or sleeping on the streets? Give God praise. Give Him worship. Build for eternity. Eternity with God. Romans 12, verse 1. Romans 12:1, we're called to give our bodies as a living sacrifice. When I was saying before, what's the most valuable thing you have is your life. The most valuable thing you have is your life. And if you give it to God as a living sacrifice, He can use you. We're in a war. We're in a war, and the battle is heating up. We can see the attack of the enemy everywhere, all around the world, in our own society, in our own government, in the culture of Australia, the way our culture is changing, the way people think about things is changing very quickly. And it's the enemy. But in a battle, what's it about? It's about taking ground. When you're fighting for territory. God wants us to take territory, to take back. Not have the battle raging outside and sit there in the lounge having a coffee. To take up your sword and to fight. And remember, we're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting in the Spirit. We're fighting in the Spirit. Pray. Pray. Pray in the Spirit. Pray that God's hand will move. Hallelujah. I've already mentioned this, but Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So today, where is your treasure? What's important to you? What do you value? Because what you value is where your heart will be. What you value is where your mind will be. What's important to you is what you're planned for. What's important to you is what you'll focus upon. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom. It's easy to say, but it's hard to do, because we live in flesh. We're surrounded by flesh. We live in our bodies, and our body is at war. Our spirit is at war with the flesh. The flesh is at war with the spirit. Because what's the flesh want to do? It wants to do what it wants to do. It wants to take the easy way out. It wants to have fun. It wants to satisfy itself. Whereas the spirit is after the kingdom. The spirit is seeking God's ways. The spirit is against the flesh. It's opposite. The kingdom of this world is opposite to the kingdom of our God. Hallelujah. And it's a daily choice. It's a choice where your treasure is. Hallelujah. Store up your treasure in heaven. Store it up where thief cannot steal it, where the rust cannot corrode it, where the moths can't eat it. Hallelujah. How much security is that? You know, people have got cash, they'll hide it, they'll bury it. You know, there's not much security. Someone can steal it. Fire can burn it. It can be gone. You know, you might have money in the stock market and there could be a crash. Wherever you invest in this world, there's a risk. There's no risk in the kingdom. It's a guaranteed investment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So be blessed this Christmas. Give generously. Give with a grateful heart. Be excited when you receive from God. Rip that thing open. Have your eyes bulging out and just go for it like a little three-year-old. And it'll bless God's heart. Your father will be excited. When you give a gift to a child and they rip it open, how does it make you feel? Hallelujah. Think about it that way. Because do you think God's any different? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, be blessed. Have a great Christmas. Let's all stand. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a quick preacher. That's a Christmas present for everyone. I know you all like to have a bit more time. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you that your hand is upon us. We thank you that we are encouraged in your word, that your word is life, your word is hope, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, today we commit our walk to you. We commit our life to you. And Lord, I ask that you would give us focus, you would give us direction, that we would not be tempted by the lusts of the flesh, but Lord, that we would keep our eyes upon you, that we would store up our treasure in your kingdom, not in our kingdom. Not my will be done, but your will be done. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Well done, Davey. Good stuff. I'm on. Great job. All right, please stay for a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and some fellowship. That would be wonderful. And God bless you and have a blessed week in Jesus' name.